Lost River Market and Deli looks a little out of place in tiny rural Paoli. This organic food co-op might be more at home in Bloomington or Louisville, each just an hour away. And with only a Walmart and a shrinking number of chain supermarkets in Orange County, co-op manager Debbie Turner says people would make that drive, spending their money out of town. Turner says it's made it tough to grow the local economy.
And so we play that role, that we can have a small business that actually survives as a model that you can do this. A community can decide what it wants and then create a business and support a business that provides for that.
But the co-op hasn't turned a profit yet. It's a chicken and egg problem that's familiar to many Indiana towns working on revitalizing. New business can't be supported when people don't want to live and work in town, but residents aren't attracted to places without a healthy economy. Orange County used to thrive as a furniture manufacturing hub, but now those jobs have dried up, and all of the county's proverbial eggs, or perhaps all of its chickens, are in the tourism basket. It's anchored by French Lick Resort and Casino, which employs 1,600 people, equivalent to almost 10% of the county's 19,000 residents. But Casino Board Chair Steve Ferguson says it's not sustainable to pin the county's economy to the resort.
I try and say to people locally, use the hotel as a catalyst to make your community better. Don't make the hotel the center of your community.
15 minutes and then you'll return back to your original table.
Purdue University is partnering with the state to help community leaders do that as part of the Hometown Collaboration Initiative, or HCI. The HCI assigns coaches to small towns to teach residents to either grow their economies, train new leaders, or improve their quality of place, says Orange County coach Tanya Hall.
Quite frankly, the county could benefit from all of them.
But each community has to pick one area to focus on. At a recent meeting, the Orange County team rotated around three big brainstorming charts in a community center classroom, writing down arguments for each possible focus area.
We need to be discussing something about that.
They're using survey data from 714 residents who generally say they're happy with their quality of place. They like Debbie Turner's food co-op, for instance. They also say they're worried that county leaders lack vision for keeping young people here. That was evident in the last election when most incumbents lost their seats.
It's part of the plan.
Paoli Community School Superintendent Casey Brewster is filling in a box on the leadership chart with resident feedback about officials' community plans.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4 total question marks.
At the next table over, mental health clinic manager Brandy Terrell thinks surveys show jobs are more pressing.
It makes the young want to leave so that they can make a true living wage.
And
it discourages those who want to come into the community because of the natural assets or anything else from coming in because they need to make it.
31-year-old Delilah McAdams is one of those younger participants. She couldn't find a job close to Paoli with her sociology degree, so she moved back to work at the family funeral home.
I love living here, but if it weren't for my family, I wouldn't live here, you know, sadly. I think there's a lot of good hearts in the community, but we need a lot of growth for it to become, like, appealing to people my age generally, you know.
But for her, growth isn't just about jobs. It's about cultivating diversity and supporting new ideas. Don Renner is all for that. He's a longtime French Lick town councilman, one of the few who kept his seat last election. He thinks quality of place has already been addressed.
And now to go beyond and dress ourselves up is to figure out how, to my mind, how we get better jobs for folks. And I agree, create more leaders, because I don't want to keep doing this.
So when it comes time to decide what to focus on, he sits himself right in between those two tables.
I'm with about two-thirds over here and about a third over there.
The rest of the group settles in on either side of him, barring any objections from absent members.
Ding, 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 I think we have a winner.
Orange County is choosing the chicken and the egg, deciding you can't really have one without the other. They'll prioritize economic development and get some leadership help from their coaches on the side. And that was arguably the easy part. Now they'll have to learn to devise actual solutions for Orange County's challenges. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in Paoli.